Well, hello, hello. Hi, guys. It's me, Dot. I am the Oil Oracle, and I'm here after a brief hiatus to remind you that your life is a ceremony. So it is Monday, the 4th of March, and it is day 33 of the 90-day run. And as you can maybe hear, I am a little bit stuffy today, and it's so fascinating that it's prompted me. I actually had earlier on sort of already thought, oh, I'm not going to record the podcast today, I'm unwell. And then something just happened, and I was like, I absolutely have to come and talk about this, because our bodies are so wise, like, so wise, and they just want to heal, and they just want us to be well, and they are just constantly, your body is constantly fighting for you to be well and to do what's right for you. And I think one of the most incredible things about being on the journey that I've been on for the past 12 or so years, with being on a healing journey and detoxing my home and getting rid of all of the horrible chemical-based products in the home, has been coming into this deeper and deeper sense of trust and respect and understanding of my body that I was conditioned out of for so long. And now, because of reducing the amount of toxins and chemicals and medications and things in my life, I can now really bear witness to my body's incredible wisdom, and it's just so epic. So that's what I want to come on and talk about today. So if you have ever seen any of my stuff on Instagram or listened to the podcast more than once, you might have heard me talking about the fact that really my journey into like more holistic living, it's like the first kind of, I suppose, like the very origin story, or like the prequel, was all my menstrual health problems in my teens, and being put on the pill from the age of 14. And then in my 20s, finding out I had endometriosis and polycystic ovarian syndrome. And then in my late 20s, I read the book Clean and went on this mission because I was like, I don't want to live in a toxic body. I don't want to live in a toxic home. I want to detox my life and my body. And I wasn't doing it because I wanted to have children. I was just doing it because I suddenly had realized, or had it explained to me, that the world is just full of chemicals, and all of these issues that we have, like with our health, can be traced back to an overload of toxic exposure. And so I read this book and I decided that I wanted to detox my home and my life. And I was working in fashion, and you know, people that I was friends with, we were all eating salads, not because we wanted to be healthy, just because we wanted to be thin. And it was a very different thing. So I was then well on my way to becoming like the crunchy hippie weirdo in my friendship circle. And obviously it's got more and more extreme since leaving London and moving to Devon and quitting fashion and working with oils. But, you know, these things happen slowly over time. So you don't even notice it's happening, to be honest. So don't worry about it. So yeah, I sort of started this journey with detoxing, and I just had to go with what I could find. Like, there was a sweet little health food store in Greenwich Market that I used to go to buy homeopathy and, you know, like Faith in Nature shampoo and those sorts of things. And I went to Waitrose and bought Ecova laundry detergent and organic food and felt very virtuous. But over time, you know, the more you go down this route of detoxing, the more you come into this really powerful place of knowing and trusting your body. And I feel so grateful to have got to this point, because I think, especially with my experience of having had all these menstrual health problems, having had a lot of medical interventions, you know, examinations and scans and, you know, all that horrible, quite invasive stuff with gynecologists in my teens, I had become very distrusting of my body. And I do remember feeling like I was defunct. I actually remember using the word defunct when describing myself to a friend of mine, because I had been told so categorically that I wouldn't be able to have children, and done in such a way with no holding, with no support, no grace in that delivery. And I felt I've cultivated this sense of, like, my body is broken and it doesn't know how to mend itself. And actually, that was being made worse by things like being on the contraceptive pill and using toxic products. And when I decided in my late 20s that I wanted to detox my home and my body, I never imagined the journey it would take me on, but here we are. And and as we go along this journey, you know, the more crap that you take out of your home and your life. I'm actually doing a live with a friend of mine on Instagram about this tomorrow, and we were just messaging about, and she was sort of talking passionately about how much better she feels in herself as having less chemicals around and all these things. And I wrote in a message to her, and it's really true. You cannot underestimate the power of detoxing the chemicals in your home in terms of how it's going to make you feel as a person. I really believe that my journey with detoxing my home and my body was hugely instrumental in my ability to conceive, because according to a decade's worth of doctors, that was not something that was going to happen for me. And I'm very grateful that it did. And I don't take it lightly, but I do feel like I had done an awful lot of work to make myself, you know, to make it more possible for me. And then within that, as I've sort of detoxed more and more and trusted more in natural healing modalities, I've developed this real deep trust in my body's ability to heal. And that is something that I don't talk about that much, but it's so powerful. So this morning, over this weekend, I had been feeling not 100%. And my kids were off school on Friday, so my little boy is more poorly than my daughter. My daughter is, in inverted commas, being sympathetic, I think it's safe to say, although she's not very sympathetic. She just gets annoyed with him and me. But she, you know, if he's at home, she finds it very hard to then go to school. So anyway, we were all at home on Friday, and we're all at home again today. But genuinely, my little boy has been under the weather, and we've been doing what we can, but he has not been 100%. And we still co-sleep and things, and I've been co-sleeping with him. And yesterday, I could sort of feel that I wasn't 100%. And it's so interesting now when I look back, I'm like, interesting. So I don't generally drink, but this weekend on Friday and Saturday night, I had a glass of wine, which is quite unusual for me these days, which ultimately, like, alcohol does lower your vibration. And it's not, you know, it is a toxin that's going in. And I'm working really hard at the moment. So I'm quite, you know, I've been trying to do all this stuff to bolster my immune system. And it's a bit self-sabotage-y, the wine, for me, because I like it in the moment, but it does have a knock-on effect. So interestingly, I woke up yesterday and I thought, oh, I really don't feel quite right. I was irritable, which is normally a sign that I am a bit, not 100%. And then this in the night, when I went to bed last night, I felt really zapped. I was like, I just need to go. I need to get an early night and sleep whatever this is off. And then in the night, I had the most intense fevers, like full on sweats and then shivers. And my little boy was coughing away next to me. And we had loads of oils in the diffuser and stuff. But I could feel that there was a lot moving through. And this morning when I woke up, I just couldn't even get out of bed. I just felt absolutely rubbish. And Martin was getting up and he was sort of like, oh God, you need me to stay at home as well because of the kids. And I was like, well, no, I mean, if they're going to be at home, and then we're all just ill and I'll just muddle through and it's just a day sort of thing. So before he left, he was like, is there anything I can do before I go? And I asked him to apply the Symphony of the Cells protocol. So there's an amazing protocol that you can do with the oils where you layer specific oils up the spine and on the soles of the feet. So I applied the ID protocol, or had him apply the ID protocol from Symphony of the Cells. And at the end of that one, it's so cool because you've applied these 10 or 11 different oils up the spine and on the soles of the feet. And then he actually lays like a warm, wet towel over my back. And because the oils are hydrophobic, they don't like water, by putting the hot towel, wet towel over it, it drives them in even more intensely into the body. And honestly, I couldn't even sit up in bed this morning. I felt really, really unwell. Had a banging headache. I felt like razor blades in my throat. Anyway, I lay there for about 10 minutes with the towel on, and then I started to go cold again. So I kind of flopped the towel off, put my t-shirt back on and snuggled back down. And I actually went back to sleep for about an hour dozing, and the kids were just listening to audiobooks. And Then when I woke up, I did feel quite a shift, so I decided to get up and have a shower. And then I did a self-application of the Symphony of the Cells, and it's not as nice as having someone else do it for you, but it's very effective, where you still get as much of the spine as you can manage, you know, the lower and the upper spine, and then soles of the feet. So I repeated the application of the oils, and I started to feel so much better. And it just basically floods the body with supportive chemical constituents and antioxidants and plant compounds that help the body in processing whatever needs to be moved through, and kind of gives, yeah, especially a boost of antioxidants like that can really help the body deal with all these other things that are going wrong when you're feeling unwell. And then just now I realized that I just started my bleed, and I'm day one. And I was like, oh my God, this is what made me want to come on and talk about it, because my body is so clever. Because for the last 3 months, my scheduling on my bleed has been really rubbish. Like, I've really messed up my scheduling and ended up being out doing big, expansive social things over my moon. So last month when I got my bleed, I was like, it was like the Monday morning of an 8-day work trip. So I was sort of 3 days into an 8-day work trip away from home, teaching classes and socializing and doing all this other stuff. In January, we were like, I don't know, we had something big going on and I was busy, busy, busy. And in December, I was so busy over my moon. And basically, and now that this has happened, when I suddenly realized that I'd got my bleed, I was like, oh my God, this was literally just my body saying, you're going to freaking stop today, woman, and just have a break and let me shed what needs to be shed. And because that's, you know, for me, then my bleed every month, my cycle is like this, is like a real purge every month where stuff, you know, it's all the sort of unneeded stuff gets passed through and released from the womb. And actually, how intelligent of my body to actually shut me down for 24 hours so that I had to rest and allow that stuff to move through. And I did say to a friend in a message this morning, I was like, I'm in a massive purge, because that's how I view these things. Like, I don't generally feel like, oh, you know, I'm so sick. It's like, you know, for me, it really is like purging in some way. And then now it just makes total sense in that way of like, oh yeah, well, this is my body literally putting the brakes on and saying, okay, just stop for a minute, just give yourself a break. So actually it has forced me to slow down. But I can still just focus on the things that are urgent and pressing and need to be done, or that feel like within my capacity to be done. And I'm kind of letting other stuff fall by the by. And I'm really giving myself grace in that and feeling okay about it. And it's one of those things where I just feel so grateful to have that level of trust in my body, and then to have that level of connection, and to have freed myself from things like taking the contraceptive pill and not actually having my true menstrual cycle. Because having not been on the pill now for like a decade, I can see how much more my body's innate wisdom is able to come through and guide me in how I need to live my life each day and week and month. And I think while I was on the pill, I never had that, because you're never really in your menstrual cycle. You're just having a withdrawal bleed if you bleed at all. And so it's just so incredible to me to realize that now. I was just, yeah, I was really marveling at it. So much so that I decided I would come onto a podcast and talk about it. And honestly, if you'd have told me even like 8 years ago that I would be going on a podcast to record myself talking about the fact that I started my period, I probably wouldn't believe you, because I would have been like, oh my God, what the hell has happened to me? But it's just actually really powerful that we talk about these things, because more than half the population have a period. You know, or like at least half of the population, should we say. I don't think there are more women than men particularly, but you know, at least half of the population probably are like going to have a period at some point in their life. And it's really odd that we treat it like this, you know, this dark, dirty secret that we shouldn't ever talk about, when actually it just contains the mystery of the universe and is so incredible. And especially on a day like today, as soon as I realized that was what was happening, I was like, my body is so fucking clever. Like, that is so cool that my body knew that I just needed to stop and slow down. And so that actually, like, right on track, like the day before I was about to start my bleed, it was just like, bang, you're going to stop and slow down, and actually to really let it move through and let my body just let go of everything. So I just felt like that was amazing. But also, it's like it's taken me probably for 12, it's probably taken me, yeah, at least 12 years to cultivate that level of trust. Because even this morning before he went, Martin was like, do you want me to go and get you some paracetamol? We don't generally have paracetamol in the house because we don't generally ever need it. And he was like, do you want me to go and get you some paracetamol before I go? You might just need some paracetamol. And I was like, no, I don't want that, because I don't want that. And because I generally just want to use what the tools that we have and then let my body do what it needs to do without putting more toxic load in. And at the cinema, I did go to the cinema yesterday. Me and my son went to the cinema, and there was an advert. We were there for like a kid's film, and there was an advert beforehand for like Nurofen, was it Nurofen or ibuprofen for children? And it was like, said like 8 hours fever relief so that, you know, nothing has to stop you having fun. And I was like, that, I mean, that is really fucked up advertising, to be honest, because the idea that we're going to override our children's bodies from so young to just be like, oh, no, don't worry, here, if we suppress your fever, you can carry on like jumping on the sofa and having paint fights. That's like what these kids are doing in the advert. And especially, I'd kind of forgotten that until just this point in the conversation. I remember watching that yesterday and being like, I want to talk about that. That's messed up. And then especially in the context of my, like, this little process that I've been in, it does not help the body to load it full of chemicals and suppress the fever. That is like literally the worst thing that you can do to the body. If it's trying to run a fever, it's because it needs to burn something off that's in there that needs to be cleared. And so I wish more people felt confident to face the fever rather than try to suppress it. I know it can feel really intimidating. Peppermint oil is amazing. If you have a child with a fever, obviously the risk is febrile convulsions. And what you can do is actually rub peppermint on the soles of the feet, and it can help to support the body in metabolizing the fever. It draws the temperature down into the body away from the brain, which is obviously the risk area. And that's really powerful to know. And it's just it's such a misunderstanding to think that we should be trying to suppress our symptoms rather than allow them and support the body in moving through whatever it's trying to move through. I think this is the fundamental flaw of modern medicine, the fact that it's like, oh, here's an inconvenient symptom, let's suppress it so that you can carry on being productive, rather than your body is expressing something, let's support it so that it can move it through. That is the fundamental difference between allopathic and holistic medicine, in my opinion. And my experience today just reaffirmed it. But I do think it comes down to that confidence. Like, I've built so much trust in my body and my body's ability to heal. And I didn't always have that. Like, I felt completely betrayed by my body in my 20s because I felt like I was just fundamentally flawed as a woman. So I've had to go on a massive healing journey with that. And then through that, coming into things like menstrual cycle awareness and working with the wheel of the year and honoring the cycles of life and death, which we all go through on a constant basis, actually, I've come into a deeper trust with my own body and its ability to heal and do what it needs to do. But it's just something that I suppose isn't really promoted or even talked about in the mainstream narrative. And that's so fascinating. Like, literally the worst thing you could do for a child who's got a fever is suppress the fever and let them run around like a maniac for 8 hours. Like, how, that is just destroying their immune system. And then, you know, no wonder we all grow up and have these flipping autoimmune diseases and things, because we don't know how to ask for help or how to stop and slow down. And so I do really feel like the more we can reduce our toxic exposure, the more we can come into trusting and knowing our own body's cues and signals. Like, I knew intuitively this morning I just needed to rest. I wanted the oils because I felt like they would give my body some extra tools to work with, and then my body just needed to sleep. And I slept for another hour and then did more oils and then started to feel better. And admittedly, I'm definitely not firing on all cylinders. I'm definitely taking it slow today, but I'm now, especially now that I'm like, oh my God, I'm day one. I'm just going to literally like stoke the fire and put a film on with the kids and drink cacao. Like, no drama, no stress, just completely embracing that this is where we are today. And I just feel so grateful that I've done the work over the past 12 years and actually got to that point, because, you know, I could have just as easily carried on if I'd never read the book Clean, and shout out to my sister, because it was probably her that gave it to me in the first place. Then everything could have turned out very differently. So I suppose it's just amusing today on the fact that our bodies are wicked smart, and the less crap we put into them, the smarter they get. So do embrace that journey of detoxing your home, detoxing your body, and then just allowing these things to move through. And if you're a woman listening to this and you're interested in menstrual cycle awareness, there are some great books. Wild Power is really beautiful, and there's a website, a platform called The Red School, which is, yeah, it's a really beautiful online sort of menstrual cycle awareness programs and things that you can do there. The Fifth Vital Sign is really fascinating. Period Power by Maisie Hill. I read that one in my late 30s and that was really valuable. And then if you're moving in towards, you know, if you're catching this and you're like, oh wow, I'm already moving into menopause, then there's books like Red Moon Passage, and also Wise Power, which is the follow-on from Wild Power from the Red School people. And even if you just search like menstrual cycle awareness, MCA, it will bring up loads of incredible stuff. And I think the more that we can tap into that as a guide for our lives, then the more powerful we become, not just in our lives, like in our business, in our relationships, in our parenting, in our communities, because we can actually honor all those parts of ourselves. And actually, it's so funny because I haven't been journaling these past few days, so I'd lost track of what day I was on. But also, I was like really quite ragey last week, and now I realize that it was just day 27. I should have known. How did I lose track? There we go. It happens to the best of us. Anyway, my loves, this has turned out longer than I thought it would. Proper little ramble, proper little rant from the inner workings of my brain today. I'm sending you all many blessings. I hope you have a beautiful day. I hope you remember that your life is a ceremony and go and start living that way.